Fire. Mitnanti.
Stir.
Matna.
Matna.
Piece of wood.
A piece of wood.
Manasa.
Manasa.
By the mind.
By the mind.
Pradikshava.
Pradikshava.
Who are inquisitive.
Who are inquisitive.
Gudam.
Gudam.
Hidden.
Hidden.
Kriyattai.
Kriyattai.
By fruit of activities.
By fruit of activities.
Nama.
Nama.
Obeisances.
Obeisances.
Iritatmane.
Iritatmane.
Unto the Lord.
Unto the Lord.
Translation by manipulating a fire generator, generating stiff great saints. Sages can bring forth a fire like dormant within wood. In the same way, O Lord, those expert in understanding the absolute truth try to see you in everything, even in their own bodies. Yet you remain concealed. You are not to be understood by indirect processes involving mental or physical activities. Because you are self-manifested only when you see that a person is wholeheartedly engaged in searching for you, do you reveal yourself. Therefore, I often expect that this is you. The word kirtai means by performing ritualistic ceremonies to satisfy the demigods. The word vipassata is explained in the Taittiriya Upanishad as follows: Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yo Veda Nihitam Bhuvah Guhayam Parame Yomanas. So Snute Sarva Kama Saha Brahmana Vipas Chata Piti. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Jamanamate Jnanam Mantra Padyate. After meaning birth and death, you actually acknowledge surrenders unto me. When one understands that the Lord is situated in everyone's heart and actually sees the Lord present everywhere, he has perfect knowledge. The word Jataveda means fire, which is generated by rubbing wood. In Vedic times, one of the sages could bring forth fire from wood. Jataveda also indicates the fire in the stomach, which suggests everything we eat and which produces an appetite. The word Guda is explained in the Svetasattva Upanishad. Keto Devo Sarabhuteshu Guda. The Supreme Personality of God is understood by chanting the Vedic mantras. Sarvavyapi. Sarva Bhutantara Atma, he is all pervading and he is within the heart of living entities. Karma Daksha Sarva Bhutadi Vasa, he witnesses all activities of living entity. Sakshi Cheta Kevalo Nirgunascha. Now the Supreme Lord is the witness as well as the living force, and he is transcendental to all material qualities. Translation by manipulating a fire generating stick. Great saints and sages can bring forth the fire lying dormant within wood. In the same way, O Lord, those expert in understanding the absolute truth try to see you in everything, even in their own bodies, yet you remain concealed, you not be understood by indirect processes involving mental speculation or physical activities. Because you are self-manifested only when you see that a person is wholeheartedly engaged in searching for you to reveal yourself. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So, here is a description of revelation of the Lord, how he reveals himself. So, one example is given here of the wood. So we get fire from wood. So where is the fire? Is the fire already in the wood and it just comes out? How is it manifested? So yes, the fire is somehow potent within the wood, but it has to be manifested somehow or other. So there's a particular means of doing that. So in the Vedic ritual, they have a piece of wood and they have another stick and they do this with a stick. They turn the stick and then gradually it gets hotter and hotter and hotter, they put some fuel down there and it goes into flame. So that's the way of generating fire. So this is compared to the sages who also try to see the Lord by similar means, manifest the Lord. But how do they do it? Manasa, by the mind. Here it says that form actually is hidden. And it's more hidden than the fire is hidden in the wood. So, therefore, it is not that simply because we endeavor to see the Lord that we can see the Lord. We may desire to see Him, and we may use the mind to try to do that. Or, it also says, rituals, by fire sacrifices, etc., we may try to understand and make the Lord appear. But the Lord actually is Buddha. He's hidden. He doesn't come out because of that. So, therefore, here we have offering of respects to that Supreme Lord who is hidden but can manifest Himself whenever He wants to. What are the means of manifesting the Lord? We can try through karma, or from jnana, or from yoga, or from bhakti. Normally, of course, the karmis are not so eager to see the form of the Lord. They simply want to get the result, that is, some enjoyment. So they don't have such a desire to see Him, except to ask Him for something material. And the jnanis, of course, desire to see the Lord not in His sarup as with four hands or two hands, but rather His sarup as Brahman. That is, jnana and ananta, ananda, the bliss and knowledge, that is the Lord, that's all. So Brahman, in other words, without specific qualities or activities or form. So, yes, the Lord does respond to that, and He does reveal Himself. He may reveal Himself even to those who are doing sacrifices. Sometimes the Lord does that, as we see in the case of King Nabi, etc. He made His appearance and whatever. So sometimes the Lord does appear, but generally for regular people who don't want to see the Lord, He won't make His appearance. Those who want to see Him in the impersonal form, that's exactly what they get. So yes, they can churn in some degree, and the Lord within can reveal Himself in the form of Brahman. And we see that the yogi meditates on Paramatma, who is within the heart, and the Lord reveals Himself also. It's also explained in one place in the Bhagavad. This is a little unfortunate for the yogi, because the yogi sees the form of Paramatma. He has that qualification to see Him. He sees Him. The Lord reveals Himself. But the yogi is so unfortunate that he desires, his desire for Brahman is higher. So therefore, he withdraws his senses from that form and instead he merges into Brahman. So that's his great misfortune. In spite of seeing the Lord, he prefers Brahman. So yes, the Lord does reveal Himself to these different persons, but in different ways. And generally, they are not interested in the form of the Lord. So whatever sarup is there, is the sarup of Brahman. So, on the other hand, if one performs bhakti, then the Lord will reveal His form with eyes and feet, and clothing, ornaments, etc. And He will reveal His activities and other qualities. It is by the process of bhakti that this will happen. So according to the intention of the person, the Lord will respond, but He will respond in different ways. So He responds to those who want material things by giving material things. He responds to the jnani by showing Brahman. He responds to the yogi by showing Paramatma and then merging Him into Brahman. And He responds to the devotee by showing His wonderful, beautiful form, which the Lord, the devotee then serves. So, though the Lord is hidden, He reveals Himself to different types of people in different ways, according to their desire, according to their endeavor and process, etc. So this is natural, because accordingly as you have a desire, the Lord responds to that. So according to your worship, you get a different result. So So that is not unjust on the part of the Lord. It is simply in response to what the particular person desires. So the Lord actually invests part of himself, his shakti, in all these different processes, because they're all approved processes. So yes, the karma shakti in karma yoga. And people do karma yoga, and then by that shakti, they get the material results that allows them to go to Svarga Loka or wherever. And the Lord has his jnana shakti. And by that shakti, the jnani and the yogi get liberation in Brahman. And then we have bhakti shakti, the energy of bhakti. And this is obtained by the devotees of the Lord. And it is through this shakti that the complete Lord is revealed. So not Brahman, not Paramatma, but Bhagavan is revealed through that particular shakti. So it is something like being able to perceive an object like this with your eye. So what you perceive with your eye is white color and a particular form. You cannot perceive smell of that. You need the nose to smell the jasmine flower. You cannot perceive the texture of it, whether it's real or artificial. You don't know unless you touch it. You can't get that through your eye, you can't get that through your nose. So we get a partial realization of the nature of the flower by one sense. So one shakti will reveal one aspect of the Lord. This is the Gyan Shakti you get from Brahman. Through the Karma Shakti you get material results. So Bhakti Shakti contains everything. It's complete Shakti. So you can get material results if you want for that. You can also get the Brahman aspect. Brahman is included. But you also get more than that. So the Bhakti Shakti includes more than the Gyan Shakti or the Karma Shakti. It includes that, yes, but more than that also. So therefore you get other aspects of the Lord revealed. Just as all your senses are limited in what they can perceive. But we put it all together with the mind, mental sense, we put it all together, then we have a complete picture. So Bhakti Shakti is like the mind, and it takes all the things and sticks it all together, and you get a complete picture of the Supreme Lord with all of his powers. So that is the nature of bhakti in comparison to other things. So according to the process, you realize the Lord differently, just as according to the sense, you get a different realization of an object. You get limited realizations, and then you can get complete realization. So therefore the process of bhakti is the complete method by which we get complete realization of the Supreme Lord in all of his aspects. So this is the method of revealing the Lord in the most complete way. The others certainly can do that to some extent, but not to the extent that bhakti does. So the Lord is hidden, and he will remain hidden as long as people do not follow authorized processes. When they start doing authorized processes, then the Lord begins to reveal himself a little bit this way and that way. And if we follow the highest process, we get the highest realization of the Lord. So this is not difficult to understand. But unfortunately, people get stuck in one process and they are unable to advance further and go to a higher process. So all these different processes are mentioned for people of different qualification. But they're not meant to be ultimate. They're meant to be partial manifestations. And then from there you should go to more complete manifestations of the Lord. So therefore, if one is doing these other processes, it should be understood that eventually you should give up that process and do the higher process and get a more complete realization of the Lord. But if one does not have proper knowledge, then one may get stuck in any of these processes and not advance. So that is the drawback of these other processes. One may get stuck in them and not advance further. For that reason, Narada Muni condemned the process of presenting different types of processes for different people. And he said, just do bhakti. Don't even give them an option of karma or jnana or yoga. Just tell everyone do bhakti in Kali Yuga. Because people will get stuck in one process. So instead of following partial processes, simply follow the complete process. So bhakti is made available to everybody, rather than saying, oh no, nobody's qualified for bhakti since it's the highest. Everybody qualified for bhakti through the Yuga Dharma, chanting of the holy name. So this allows bhakti to be practiced by everybody in this particular yuga. This is the process by which they get access to bhakti. So in this way, the Bhagavatam ultimately recommends the process of bhakti over all other things. Well, that's why we have to have acharyas. Now, he wrote Bhagavad Gita. He could have simply cut out everything and just had one chapter on bhakti. That's enough. Huh? But that will not satisfy everybody. Other people, the Gyanis will not be satisfied, the Karmis will not be satisfied. That is, say that it's not the complete Vedas because you haven't mentioned the other things. So, out of obligation, therefore, everything is mentioned, but it is clearly pointed out that bhakti is superior. That's all. So, for the devotees, of course, we don't have to spend much time studying about karma yoga and jnana yoga and the first six chapters, whatever. We don't have to go into all the details. All we have to do is accept the fact that bhakti is higher than these. That's all. So we don't have to waste time really in going through the whole procedure. However, if people have doubts about what the conclusion, then you have to go through each verse and see what Krishna's arguing back and forth with Arjuna and what arguments he's presenting to come to the conclusion. That's all. So that's why the acharyas go and comment on each verse, simply to show a logical exposition of where it's leading to. That's all. Yeah, so that's a half a chicken logic. That you take half a chicken and think that's valuable, and because he's and you sell the other half because it's not giving the eggs, it's only eating the food. So you can take any thing from scripture out of context and you can quote that, but that doesn't mean it's true. So we have to see things within context, always. That's true, partial aspects are true in the sense that we do see people that are practicing jnana and they're attracted to Brahman rather than, they may not be following the process completely, yet we do have some segment of the population who has that conviction that jnana is right, and if they could, they would follow that process, at least there's some attraction to that. But by and large, of course, most of the population is more interested in material things. So then that process there for karma in that sense is not sacrifice, but worship of devatas to get material results. So that we see is common. That is very common.
ஒரு நாள் ரெக்கார்டிங் சரியா இல்லை மறுபடியும் ஒரு நாள் மாலை முன்னாடி கிவ் எனிதிங் ஃபைல் டு பி கிவன் டு சம்திங் அப்போ கிவன் போறது முன்னாடி சம்படி கிவ் எனி ஃபைல் டு மெடிக்கல் பில் நான் உங்களுக்கு எதாவது ஃபைல் கொடுக்கணும் ஊர் போகிறது முன்னாடி அது சின்ன காரணம் கொடுத்தேன் ஃபைல் கொடுத்தேன் இல்லை இல்லை பாருங்க நான் என்ன பண்ணேன் இன்னைக்கு அமிர்த்து பதில் பாஸ்ட்லி போட்டு விட்டேன் பர்த்டே அட்ரஸ்